Good evening, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this last Sunday after Pentecost, the Feast of Christ the King, proper 29, year A. Our readings today, Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 11 to 16 and 20 to 24, Psalm 95, Paul's letter to the Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 to 23, and the Gospel of Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 to 46. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Almighty God, King of all creation, sovereign over all things, you hold the universe in the palm of your hand. Enable us to keep our hearts fixed on you and our minds on your truth. For we have come to worship you as Lord of all. Amen. Lord, you call us to worship you with joy and thanksgiving. You summon us to give you glory and honor to your name. You remind us that you are our maker, and that through you we may enter all that life was meant to be. We come to confess that you hold us, and you hold all things in the palm of your hand. And we would worship you. Too easily our praises are restricted by our self-centeredness, and our prayers by our self-interest. We come to sing, to laugh, and rejoice in your presence. By the power of your Holy Spirit, transform the formality of our praises and renew the experience of your glory. Lord, we come before you, our hearts and lives open to your searching sight. By your grace, enable us to speak of your love and to commit our very lives to sing your glory. Amen. We have our hymn, He is Lord.
Lord, He is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord.
We pray the collect for proper 29, followed by our parish prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, mercifully grant that the peoples of the earth, divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his most gracious rule, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, The Sheep and the Shepherd. The Sheep and the Shepherd. Because of their agrarian society, the covenant people were very familiar with the relationship between the sheep and the shepherd. They understood that the sheep would not survive without the shepherd, and the shepherd would give his life for the sheep. As a result, the relationship between God and the covenant people was described as that of a shepherd and the sheep. This relationship is recorded for us in the Shepherd's Psalm, Psalm 23. The psalmist declares, "The Lord is my shepherd," and goes on to declare that because the Lord is his shepherd, I shall not be in want. Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord provides green pastures for food, still waters to satisfy the thirst. The Lord, who is shepherd, provides guidance along right pathways and protection and comfort in dangerous situations. The psalmist declares, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Verse 4. The shepherd anoints him and sets him apart. In his faithfulness, the sheep will be with the shepherd forever. No one, no circumstance will separate the sheep from the shepherd. As far as Israel was concerned, the Lord was Israel's shepherd, and Israel's leaders were called to be shepherds of God's people. The leaders were supposed to reflect the relationship between God and the people. However, Israel's leaders failed to have that kind of relationship. They failed to be good shepherds to the people because they were disobedient to God. They did not keep God's law. The leaders were corrupt, dishonest, and uncaring, and as a result, the people suffered. In the time of Ezekiel, our Old Testament lesson, taken from Ezekiel 34, 15 to 23, Israel's leaders were serving their own interests. They became fat and wealthy while the people starved physically and spiritually. Instead of promoting worship and obedience to God, they committed idolatry, worshipping the idols of their neighbors. Instead of caring for the people, they patronized the wealthy. As a result, the sheep were scattered, taken into captivity by the Babylonians, and they became food for wild animals, that is, the conquering nations. The Lord speaks to the people through the prophet. Thus says the Lord God, "Ah, you shepherds of Israel, who have been feeding yourselves, should not shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat, you clothe yourself with wool, you slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the sheep. You have not strengthened the weak, you have not healed the sick, you have not bound up the injured, you have not brought back the strayed, you have not sought the lost, but with force and harshness you have ruled them." Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 2a to 4. That should be verse 20 to verse 24. The result of self-seeking, uncaring shepherds, the Lord responds. So they were scattered because they had no shepherd, and scattered they became food for all wild animals. The lament continues. My sheep were scattered. They wandered all over the mountains and on every high hill. My sheep were scattered all over the face of the earth, with no one to search or seek for them. The people suffered because of the bad shepherds. Therefore, God will punish the bad shepherds, and God promised to be the good shepherd. God says, "I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down," says the Lord. "I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. But the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them with justice." Ezekiel 34, 15 and 16. The promise of the good shepherds was fulfilled with the presence of Jesus, the Messiah. Jesus declared, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me." John chapter 10, verses 11 and 14. The good shepherd aims to include all in his flock. Jesus declares, "I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I will bring them also, and they will listen to my voice, so that there will be one flock and one shepherd." John chapter 10, verse 16. The good shepherd therefore invites all to follow him. But he has expectation of the sheep, just as they can trust the shepherd to lead them into green pastures, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Our gospel from Matthew 25, verses 31 to 46, the parable of the last judgment, speaks to the expectation of the good shepherd of the sheep who follow him, and therefore will receive the gift of eternal life. In the parable, the good shepherd comes to judge the world. The Son of Man will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people from one another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Matthew 25, 31b to 33. What will the king, the good shepherd, use to distinguish between the sheep and the goats? Jesus in the parable continues, "Then the king will say to those at his right hand, 'Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me.'" Matthew 25:34-36. The righteous, the sheep, are surprised. They respond, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" Verses 37-39. The king's response is very intriguing. He answers, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." Verse 40. The king's response is very instructive, for it goes to the heart of the law. The extent to which we respond to the needs of others is the extent to which we respond to the shepherd, the king. As we obey the first commandment to love God with heart and mind and soul and strength, we will reflect that love in our love for others. The work of a true disciple of Jesus is to so build a relationship with God that through the Holy Spirit we will be enabled to use love, to show love, even to those who call themselves our enemies. Therefore, whatever their need is, we will be able to respond with love. We will provide for their needs as the Good Shepherd has blessed us, and will continue to respond to our needs. As we love and serve each other, we are loving and serving God. That is the task of those who wish to be part of God's kingdom here on earth and for eternity. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. Christ in majesty, all things are fulfilled in you. We bow before your throne of grace. Increase our confidence in your redeeming love. May you rule in our hearts as we dedicate all that we are and all that we have in your service. Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. Gracious Father, we pray for the church, that it will bear convincing witness to its trust in you, that all things find their completion in your Son. We pray for Claude, our bishop, and all who profess faith in your Son. Strengthen us in the power of your Holy Spirit to proclaim your glory, even in the face of ridicule and persecution. Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. Eternal ruler, the source and goal of all authority, we pray for those who exercise power and rule for a time on earth. We pray for those whose self-understanding is corrupted by the power they hold. May all who govern always be mindful of the responsibility committed to their charge, that they may work for a just and cohesive society. Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. suffering servant, you showed your glory in human frailty and suffering. We pray for all who are enduring a crisis of trust in your providence, for those who ground down by ailments of mind, body, or spirit. Bless all who seek to be rescued from the power of darkness. Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. Lord, from the cross, your Son announced, it is finished. We pray for those who have died and entered the fullness of all things in your Son. Complete in all your children that which you have begun to work in them. Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. Rejoicing in Christ, in majesty exalted and reigning in glory, we entrust all people to your gracious mercy. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all, now and forever. Amen. We have the hymn, The Lord is My Shepherd, the Stuart Townsend version.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still, still waters. His goodness restores my soul, and I will trust.
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may Christ the King make you strong in faith and love, defend you on every side, and guide you in truth and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. We pray that you will have a Spirit-filled, rewarding week with all God's blessings as we strive to be faithful to the Good Shepherd. Our hymn, Be Thou My Vision. Yeah.